In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and Amen. Truly, tonight we celebrate great feasts. The commemoration of Archangel Michael and the feast of Saint Damiana, the pure and the martyr. And actually, it is not coincident. It's the Almighty God, the Pantocrator, who let us celebrate these two feasts together in one day. Because actually, the Lord wanted us from the beginning. To live pure, innocent, like the angels. And when we disobeyed his commandments, as we say in the liturgy, we fell from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. And as the Lord now fulfilled the economy of flesh, as we said on Sunday, he gave the salvation and he gave us the reconciliation again with the Lord. And because of that, now we can have not only the shape of the angels, but also the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ. And truly in heavens, every one of us, if he keeps the new nature, and if he lives not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, then his body will be exactly like the body of glorification of our Lord Jesus Christ, which we call the body of resurrection. What about our life on earth? Yes. Also, if we live according to the Spirit, then we be above the angels. And if we live according to the flesh, we will be lower than the animals. Why? Because simply the animals have desires but not lusts, and the angel have heavenly life and innocent life. And when we behave according to the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, then our bodies will be likened to the bodies of angels, although we are still in the flesh. And this is the comparison between Archangel Michael and Saint Damiana, the saint of tonight. Both of them obeyed the Lord completely. Archangel Michael was in the second order after Satanael. Satanael was number one and Michael was number two. But when Satanael disobeyed to worship God and honor God and to put himself in the altar of God, considering himself above everyone, even God, then the Lord ordered Michael to fight Satanael. And Michael fought Satanael. And we don't know the nature of these fights, because they are angels. They are not like America or Russia or Egypt or us, when we have weapons to fight against each other. It was something above or behind our minds. But what we are sure of, as Saint Judas said in his epistle, Michael and his angels were shouting to Satanael, saying, Mikael, Mikael, who is like God? Mi, hu, ka, as, il, God. And from here we knew that his name is Mikael. He was crying out against Satanael, saying, Man mithlallah, who is like God? Who is like God? Until he conquered Satanael, and Satanael fell down, and Mikael became the archangel of all the angels of the universe, of the creation. Also, Saint Damiana. Saint Damiana, although she was still in flesh, but she obeyed God completely. Even when she heard that her father, who was above her, Marcus, who was the governor of El Borullus, the lake of El Borullus at the Mediterranean Sea, when she heard that he denied the Lord and worshipped God, deceived by Emperor Diocletian, she went to him and she rebuked not him, but she rebuked Satan, who deceived him. And she said to him, how come that you leave your Savior, beloved God, and worship the idols? And she won her father, and she conquered Satan, who temporarily conquered her father. And her father went back to the Diocletian and said, I changed my mind, I come back to my faith. And he was killed and became martyr. Number two, Michael the archangel was the preacher of resurrection. And resurrection is conquering the death, trampling on death. And this is what Saint Damiana also did. She refused to marry. No shame to marry. But she refused to marry because she dedicated herself completely, her spirit and her body, to worship God, to love God, to praise God. And quickly, she assembled 40 other virgins around her. And her father, according to her request, built a big building, palace for her to live with the 40 virgins who were martyred with her when she was killed by Diocletian. Also, Archangel Michael was praising the Lord among all the angelic orders, and Saint Damiana also was praising the Lord day and night. And through her praising and through her prayer, Satan could not have anything with her, could not conquer or defeat her. She triumphed on him, and she won the kingdom of heavens. At last, but not least, the angel of the sacrifice is on the altar when we offer the oblations, when we pray the liturgy. the Holy Liturgy, to announce the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And there is a very, very impressive view when you go to San Damiana Monastery in Bel-Es and see the following. You will see the bodies of San Damiana and the 40 virgins under the altar. And the altar is built on the bodies. In the liturgy, the Lord Jesus Christ sacrifices himself for our sake. And under the altar, San Damiana and the 40 virgins sacrificed their bodies to witness the true faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a true love, what a symphony. Symphony of love. Jesus Christ is crucified for me, and I am ready to be killed to witness his name, blameless, corrigible, and to serve his name to everyone, not only to myself but also to everyone. On this night we don't have but say, blessed are you, San Damiana and the 40 virgins. Pray for us that the Lord may give us some of your life, some of your purity, some of your faith, some of your faithfulness in loving and worshiping and honoring our Lord Jesus Christ against anything, even her father, when he did something not according to the will of God. We pray from all our hearts, asking her intercession for every virgin, for every young man, every young woman, every man, every woman, every child, to intercede for us this night, to imitate her and to follow her great life, which ended on earth and hath begun in heavens forever, and the paradise of joy. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Αυτόν φεύγουν
Χριστός Ιησούς Μεν Σοίς. Ο Βιον Σο Κύριε. Το Πνεύμα Τίσο.
اقبلوا الروح القدس من رفعت النام خطاياهم غفرت ومن امسكتم عليهم امسكت انت الان ايضا يا سيدنا من قبل السبلتار انعمت على الذين يعملون في الكهنوت في كل زمان في كنيستك المقدسة ان يغفروا الخطايا على الارض وان يربطوا حل كل رباطات الذل نسأل ونطلب من صلاحك يا محب البشر عن عبيدك آبائي وإخواتي وضعفي، هؤلاء المنحنين برؤوسهم أمام مجدك المقدس. رزقنا يا رب رحمتك، اقطع كل رباطات خطايانا. فاف قمت دنسينجا جنسيو نونجلي or unknowingly or through anguish of heart or indeed on our word or from faint heartedness, do master us of the weakness of men as a good and a first one. Grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with your fear and strengthen us unto your holy goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration, and you to good Father, Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of an essence with you now and at all times, and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.